traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The answer is fearlessness. The answer is love. And Canela love that food and she fearless. So she always going to be the thickest doe in the woods because she ain't afraid like all the other deer because she could trust me and she loved me. So she in 2022 because wow. She got the keys.
Oh, beautiful.
Bow.
Fuck this. I'm going to Joe Rogan's podcast.
I'm going to Joe Rogan's podcast. They pay better.
Hey, we recording?
Whoops, yeah. I did not mean that.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Guys, big old thank you to everyone who watches and consumes the podcast. If you are new here, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify. We also do an audio-only extended Q&A after the visual is done. So big ups on the subscribe. Big ups on the subscribe.
Did we hit 1 million yet?
I don't know. So again, we're shooting this episode ahead of time. I don't know. I can't call it. I can't. But yo, can I show you a guy? Can I show you a guy who I love? You've seen him.
Yeah.
You've seen this guy. So check us out.
Oh, I've seen that guy.
You know that guy who talks to the deers and the animals and he puts chains on them. Look.
Oh, baby. Look at Canela, man. She done pulled up on me with that gold chain.
Oh, shit.
Damn, Canela, you flexing like that. Look at this doe, man.
How did he get the chain
snap,
on the
Canela.
Deer?
You already see the other does looking at you hating because you got that gold.
I love this guy. I love this guy. So good news. I ran into him in the airport. We just got back from Miami. I ran into him in the airport yesterday. And I don't know how else to say this, but ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Introducing our guest person. He's the real life Snow White, but with a penis. He performed LASIK eye surgery on a pear.
Ooh.
And he's the blood relative of Mother Nature. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brother Nature.
You're gonna say we got the deer.
I thought we got the deer.
Yeah. Me.
This is better. This is far better,
bro. Yeah. Oh, you're cooler than the deer.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You were like flexing on him, like, with the chain and shit. Yeah. What's up, G?
What's up?
How are you, bro?
I'm good, man. Today's been a good day for real.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Tight. It's gonna get better now that you're here on Impulsive, the number one podcast in the
world.
True.
Thank you for having me, bro. For real.
Of course, bro. It's ironic that I ran into you yesterday at the airport. How did you recognize me or did you see Jake?
I saw Jake because he didn't have like the hoodie on or nothing.
Bro, I'm first off, I look like shit after I fly, like every other normal person. Hat down, sunglasses, hoodie. And Jake Paul is just out here with his bleached blonde hair and big old eyebrows, tank top and style at the wazoo. But I'm glad you said hello because I'm glad you're here because I'm a fan, brother.
Thank you, bro.
I'm a real life fan. Did you bring Canela?
Nah, she still can't fly. She's a, she be stealing too much.
Do you think she ever has the chance to learn how to fly or probably not because of her species?
Nah.
You can't get a therapy license for like a therapy deer. Do they not do that?
Nah.
Because they do it with dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't really take like deer and animals and stuff like even out of the county or nothing. So
no Canela?
No Canela, man. No Canela.
No problem. I brought,
did you bring a deer?
Cannolis.
Hey. All right, close.
I brought cannolis. We don't have Canela, but in case anyone wants some cannolis,
appreciate that.
Because I do get you can't bring a deal.
When you say if anyone wants them, like, are those vegan?
Oh, fuck. So we're doing a thing, Brother Nature.
We're vegan right now.
You're going to have to eat, eat them all.
Yeah,
y'all vegan for real?
Yeah.
Like, do you have a New Year's resolution?
I mean, like, my New Year's resolution is probably like to start running. And just do more than
I saw on your Instagram. You were doing cardio.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do cardio and like I always work out and I lift, but I never do legs, bro. Like I skipped it all last year.
Oh, no, you're that guy.
Yeah, bro.
That's my
I'm that guy too, bro.
Yeah, bro. I hate it. I actually want to do legs and shit. You know?
Like Kanye, cardio. All chest, no legs.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's be real, dog. Like, what do you need your legs for? Like besides going places?
Yeah. But I want to go places, so.
Okay.
I got to show the universe that, you know?
Fair enough, yeah.
For real.
So our New Year's resolution, what Mike was hitting on, is we're vegan now, and we're sober.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
that's
on a serious note, for
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Just
that's
for dope. The just for the month. For so, the I month. Mean, like,
January is yeah. sober vegan January.
Yeah.
And then February is
fatal February.
The exact
We're
going to
go the opposite. Oh, so, like, okay. day All one, right. steaks, like, big bottles of Tito's and shit. Like, hell just yeah. wilding out.
And then March.
Yeah.
Take a guess.
It's Coachella. So wait, no,
that's next April. April.
That's
yeah.
April.
You see so the lineup, by the way. You see the lineup.
So you're gonna be vegan and sober again.
No. It's what is it? Male only March.
Male. Why don't you say this part?
So it's male only March. We're gonna attempt to go gay for just one month.
For one month, damn. And then swing, and then go back.
That's crazy.
But yeah, but
Coachella,
the lineup.
Yo, talk about it.
I actually just got put onto Tame Impala, and it's crazy that they headline it, so I'm pretty excited to watch
who,
that.
Who is Tame Impala? Tame Impala? That's my favorite band in the
bro,
world.
They're fire, bro. I just got put on like literally a couple months ago.
They're crazy. So good. And they never tour, but honestly, yo, besides them, well, like I feel like they toned back the lineup a little bit this year, dude.
Yeah,
they had Beyonce, they had Eminem last year, and this year they're running with Tame Impala and who is on the
I think Ariana Grande's
and then day one was Childish Gambino. Is that what it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, yeah, but yo, but I mean, Childish Gambino is a legend, dog. Yeah. And Ariana's like also a legend. So I don't know, bro. I'm seeing tweets go viral, which is actually how you got started on Twitter, yeah?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's where I started first seeing your videos. Like, bro, look, this shit is so fucking funny to me. And I think because no one knows how you do this. Check this out.
Rebecca, look, I got you a banana. Rebecca, who's this, Rebecca? Wow, Rebecca, you got yourself a little boyfriend? What's up, Julio? You want some of this, bro?
Julio.
Everybody eats. Oh, man.
Dog, there's like inner community structure. Like there's relationships and families.
Yeah.
Do you think of the names or does it just come to you? Do you channel it?
Everything is like...
It's just off you the know
dome.
The name
off the dome, yeah, and then they come to my house so frequently, so I only name the ones that I know that I'm gonna recognize again. Mm. So that's kind of how
you
go.
Recognize the deer,
yeah, for real.
Do the deer recognize you?
I think so.
Canela,
yeah, Canela definitely recognize me.
Tay-tay?
Yeah, they see, bro. I swear, I'll be
who's the most famous one?
Canela is definitely the most famous.
So famous that you made an Instagram for her.
Yeah,
Canela the Savage.
Yeah,
any relation to my dog's Instagram? Kong the Savage, who...
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. It's damn. Kong the... Because look at him. I mean, the tongue never makes it fully in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Kong is hard, bro. I didn't even know he was savage as well, but he walked up to me and his tongue is hanging out. Like, your dog's a vibe, bro, for real.
I got something. You got an eyelash, bro. Oh, can bro. I get it for you? Oh, you got it?
My bad.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I got it.
That's smooth.
I'm not going to lie to you. We could have made it through the whole show and you never would have said
noticed.
That.
No one would have noticed. No, but that's respect, bro.
You don't know that. HD cameras?
Truth. We do shoot in Fact. 1080p. We got Fact. A suggestion we should shoot in 4K, but sorry, we suck ass. But you notice my dog. You like my dog.
Yeah.
Do you have a thing for and with animals? Like, are you truly an animal person? Because how the fuck you get these deer to think of you as actual brother nature?
Hell yeah, bro. I've always loved animals. I've always watched like documentaries about animals right before I went to sleep. And it was just a blessing for the fact that I went viral. Like, I went viral unintentionally. I didn't think I was viral. I didn't think my videos was funny. And it kind of just happened. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to dedicate my life to animals because they just pure, bro. And, you know, they don't have, like, malice or nothing. I love animals just because they just be. You can learn a lot from animals.
That's actually very true. But still, I think the allure, or help me with this word, please.
I think you got it.
Allure.
Yeah. Yeah.
The we'll allure we'll of you it. And your content is I think everyone is just confused how you get deers to wear chains and come up to you and have like full families. Like, how do they recognize you, bro? Like, how'd you get this chain on Canela?
So the secret behind that was honestly, to build the trust with the deer, you just got to respect animals first. And then you just got to have good food, honestly, and a good vibe. But like Canela, like I got the chain on her, like I was feeding her a banana and then I had my uncle hand me the chain and then like she was just eating the banana and just like slid the chain on her.
Did she run off with that chain?
She really did. That's the first fucking time I ever, that's the bitch. First time she actually ever ran away from me. So, I didn't know.
I don't know how to say this, but something you said did offend Mike and he's left the room.
He's Mike?
Mike, where you at, bro?
Can't, I've said this before and this strikes a chord.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck is happening?
We got an animal that likes food.
What? I mean, was that a bathroom thing? Like, don't you know how to use the bathroom before the show?
I'm getting Pearl.
Oh, we have a thing here, dude. All I want to show you.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, this house is turning into a barn.
I don't know if you know this. We our house is nuts, dude. That's like, well, I'll give you the full tour after, but we have a pig.
Oh, look at a pig.
We have a pig. Her name is Pearl Bing Bing.
Oh, she's like, hard. How old is she?
Caught in the wires.
Uh-oh.
She's young, bro, but young but fat. She's thick.
She gonna get really big, bro.
She's a thick. And here's the thing. I don't know how to say this. She sucks, man. She sucks.
Dude, while you guys were gone, she actually less sucks.
In what way? Because she literally attacks the people who wash our car.
Right.
Okay. She's made Danny, my assistant's life, a living hell.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, she stained my shoes, too.
Damn.
I mean, it's...
She really sucked though. She used to be so cute, dude.
Yeah.
And so when we came back, she just sucked more because she's bigger. She's like three times as big as when we left. Damn. And so she just sucks more.
And we thought she was pregnant.
Why don't y'all just get rid of her and give her to like a sanctuary?
Because here's the thing.
She got cool.
We love her.
But yeah, but
now we really love her. And the reason, I'm not gonna lie, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Yeah.
I brought you here to see if you could talk to my pig into not being so sucky.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Honestly, it's the humans that got to change first before the animals change for real.
Hold on a second. Now you're getting all deep on me and now I feel like a piece of shit.
It's the truth.
take this cucumber.
Yeah.
Pearl.
Come on, Pearl.
She likes this.
She loves cucumbers.
She's coming.
Pearl.
Look at it.
Cucumber.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, you're going to be a good girl.
Is it working?
Oh. Whoa.
Brother Nature.
Big bite.
Is taming my pig.
Damn, dude.
This is amazing.
True.
You know pigs are smarter than dogs, right?
Pigs are smarter than me.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Nah, you're a smart dude though.
Nah, she is a genius. Oh. Y'all don't know how smart pigs are. She knows she devises like escape plans for her little coop in the back.
Yeah.
Are you taking her away?
No, I'm gonna put her up on the table.
Oh.
You might have to, bro. Uh oh.
That's risky.
Uh oh.
Should I grab her?
She took the cucumber.
Yep.
She got the whole
cucumber. She's 100 pounds now.
I know, dude. You got to get squat, bro. Don't throw out the back.
Oh, wow.
Plug your ears. Yep. Well, don't throw out your back, bro. There you go. There you go.
There she go.
There we go, Pearl. Welcome to Impulsive.
Oh. I don't know if she's built for this set
now. Wait, look. Should we give her this
soon? Oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh.
Watch my hand, dog.
She doesn't give a single shit about your hand, Michael.
Nah, dude. She'll eat that hand. She's always eating.
Yeah, bro.
Do you have any recommendation for the animal you see in front of you? Because seriously, man, like she has become a hassle. And we are a good family to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, shoot, I hung out with Cesar Milan and I learned like a lot from him, you know, the dog whisperer.
Yeah, of course.
And he said like the number one thing is like for your animal to behave, you just got to behave as a human. So it's like a lot of one-on-one time, a lot of respect, a lot of bonding time. And
what if you have to like do things like, I don't know, host the number one podcast in the world, for example?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's why it's like if she don't got a sitter, it's damn near better off she.
Danny, would you consider yourself a pig sitter? She,
yeah,
like we have people here that spend time with her.
Yeah.
Except she has this thing where she only cares about food. It's the only thing she gives a shit about.
I mean, she's a pig, dude. What? She's a pig. What do you want her to care about?
Yeah, for real.
Homework?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And she's gone.
She's completely destroyed the set. No, but food is like, I guess.
Yeah.
That's how you won over Canela.
Yeah.
And Tay-Tay.
Yeah. Damn. That's what I know. They just love eating, you know?
But have you been
feeding the animals for a minute though?
Yeah, I've been feeding them for 2 years. Like the first time I ever like went viral was the first video I've ever made, and that was the first time I actually ever fed a deer too.
Does anybody?
Yeah, it was like the first time I just blew up.
Does anybody get mad at you for feeding the animals? I know like some people are really picky about that.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people get mad because they say you're not supposed to feed like the wildlife, but the thing with my community is that the deer, I live in a gated community and they can't even get hunted there. So they was already damn near domesticated, but I just so happened to be the one that go viral off of it.
Got you.
Okay, so there's a community and the deer cannot escape.
They choose not to escape because they know they get hunted. You know, okay, I'm pretty sure okay. They seen their homies get killed and stuff. For real.
But that's the other thing. You're like a cool dude and you got like, you know, like hip terms and slang stuff. Like where do you live? What state is that?
That's in Pennsylvania. And I had moved from Texas to Pennsylvania the summer right before college, and then I went viral. So it was my first time, like...
How old are you again?
20.
Damn.
Holy shit.
20 years old. You got 2.3 million on Instagram. You got 1.7 million on Twitter. I did my research. But damn, bro. You don't go to college?
Nah, I dropped out like a year ago.
For what reason?
I fell in love with like my craft, and I feel like it was really like my dream to just put on for animals, and like I feel like I could be doing more dedicated to animals and like my career and the whole social media than I could be doing in school. Cause I was in school for biology and then I changed it to communication, and like the books were so outdated, bro. Like they didn't even know what they was talking about in the books.
Did you have a moment that you really fell in love with animals? Like the first thing, like you mentioned documentaries, was there something else?
Yeah. Like I remember the first time I was in high school, I was in a meeting with the whole school board, and it was like the most nervous I ever been in my life. And like the last question for like that $4,000 scholarship was like, if you could do one thing with your life, what would you do? And I never had an answer to that. But like that day, I felt like I just heard a voice in my head. And then I told him, I was like, I will go out into the Amazon jungle and just look at how animals live, because I feel like I'm over like humanity and humans and stuff.
Not to interrupt you, but Literally, Pearl, you see her knocking over trash cans.
She wilding. I don't know what's up with her.
Dude, she destroys everything. Yeah. She's literally just knocking over every trash can she sees. But yo, that's awesome. Not to distract you, but that's
all good.
That's awesome. So you heard a voice in your head that said, that basically gave you the life path.
Exactly. And then I just like, shit, a couple months after that, I went viral for feeding the deer in my backyard. And I just kept like making videos and just kept expanding and traveling.
I think people love your energy, dude.
Yeah.
It's contagious.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, what do you think people like about you most?
I feel like just relatable, because...
How? Who else is feeding deer with gold chains on them, bro?
Well, but it's like...
You don't know.
I know.
But like, I'm not going to front and act like I'm some type of animal expert when I'm not. I mean, I hang around with like a lot of animals, and I know like a lot of... just had to deal with animals now. But like back then, I was just like a dude in the backyard feeding some deer and just talking to him like he was my homie. And I feel like people can relate to that.
I'm just sorry hearing you say that.
Yeah, for real, it was crazy.
Yo, when we were in Big Sur, we were trying to communicate to the deer.
Yeah, but it didn't work for you, Spencer.
I mean, hey, he's right though. It's relatable. Who hasn't in their life talked to a deer?
Or at least like try to feed something like the seagulls at the beach.
Exactly.
Or like the pigeon at the park. I don't know. I feel like people be throwing food to animals sometimes. I don't know.
I think it's hilarious. In a weird way, which is why a lot of people go viral, I think it's like you're doing the thing that like no one has been able to achieve, which is like become one with the animals. Your deer though are so friendly. I feel like there's just a bunch of Mormons shoved into deer bodies.
A bunch of people from Utah.
Like, I don't, because they're friends with your neighbors too, right? Didn't you get in beef with your neighbors because Canela was cheating on you?
Have you seen Canela? Like, she'd be at the neighbor's house.
Yo,
for real.
That's messed up.
I'd be like, damn, that's messed up.
What were you
up,
doing over there, Canela?
She got to eat, for real.
Do you know how old she is?
Nah, I don't know how old she is. I think she's like 5 or 6.
You really talking... about her like she's a human, bro.
I mean, she's like, she's an animal though. She's like, she's a thing.
Speaking of humans, you were talking about how you kind of, you fell in love because you were losing faith in humanity. Is that what you were mentioning?
I felt like I was like, I know what to expect from humanity. Like humans is the only breed that really have like jealousy, envy, hate, and greed. And animals don't have that.
So you're saying we can learn from them?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you've made it very far doing what you do, because it's very easy for someone like you who did a thing to go viral off of one video and then that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, the first video I saw, I was like, this is a funny, singular, funny video. Where do you go from here? And you really did it, bro. You made an Instagram for the deer. You met Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you were in the background.
Yeah, I was just looking at her.
that's incredible.
A photobomb. He's just like, hey. Yeah. And then just kept walking.
Did she know who you were?
Nah, she didn't look at me. But I don't really be walking up to people like that, you know? I met your brother before. That's why I walked up to you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet him?
At the club.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, wait, you're not 21. It must have been a plus 18 club, huh?
It was a teen night.
Yeah, for sure. Teen night at the club.
So are there any celebrities or people you've met that you like and are cool?
Hell yeah. Me and Swae Lee are tight. Like we're
oh,
close.
Shit. Oh, tight.
Yeah.
Yo, big year for Swae Lee.
Yeah, for real.
Big. I heard he had the most hits
collectively throughout the whole year, it just, it's tough to register because he's a feature on a lot of them. Yeah. He's the reason they pop.
But he the reason it, bro, he crazy, bro.
You congratulate hard. Him? You say like,
hell yeah, bro. He's fire, bro. And like
he loves animals
he's,
too.
He loves animals and he's just like a very genuine, just straight up dude. And I feel like from the first time I met him, I've known him for a minute.
Bro, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I saw you guys. You were dancing with a monkey.
Yeah. He got pet monkeys.
That's dope.
For real.
So how you making money, bro? Like, how do you monetize the thing you've built?
Yeah, I monetize. Well, I first started off selling merch, but I put it to the side because like I want to do it like the right way. At first, I was just doing it like all manual, like writing on boxes and stuff. But I do like a lot of like ad deals. Not a lot, but like I do like good ones. I do like solid ones. Yeah, and I've had a deal with Uber for like 2 years, and that keeps me afloat.
Oh shit, that's tight.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is that deal? If you don't mind me asking.
Yeah. Every time people use my code to sign up, I get like. I get paid for each person, but I got it for Uber and Uber Eats. And then like I still happen to go viral a lot. So like a lot of people sign up like every month.
So you get paid actual money versus like an Uber credit?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And then I don't know. I get lucky. Like I get like brand deals and stuff. So.
But do you rely on your videos going viral? Does each one have to pop?
I don't feel like each one has to pop, but I try to make like very good ones. But lately like, on my Twitter, like they damn near all pop.
They have, bro. You had a tweet the other day of, let me see if I can find it. Canelo was cheating on you.
Yeah.
Canelo.
Yeah.
He was at the neighbor's house.
He was kissing somebody else on New Year's.
Yeah, that wasn't really Canelo, but I just knew it was going to be a funny tweet that everybody was going to like, you know?
Let me ask you something. What if it was?
Nah, it wasn't. He from Canada.
By the way,
Canelo across the border real quick.
Canelo means cinnamon. You know that?
Yeah.
Incredible. Would you attribute your success in your career to this deer, Canela?
Yeah, definitely. She has a big part of like my success. Like Canela, she's such a viral sensation. But once I launch my merch, which is actually launching this week, I'm picking like a different animal sanctuary that I'm gonna donate to a portion of every profit that I get every single month. So I'm probably like making like a blog like at the end of the month, like, hey, this is how much we sold, and we're gonna pull up to the sanctuary with like a big old check and you know, like bless all these sanctuaries. Right. Yeah.
That's I love that, but that's questions kind of on my mind.
Here we go.
Does Canelo get a percentage? Like
I mean, like
get anything out of that?
So like,
I feel like you do owe.
Yeah, that's why I'm donating it to animal sanctuaries, you know, because it's like
they're
eating forever. You're saying like Canela, like straight up.
The gold chain won't cut it. You need to give her like 20%.
All right. Bag of cash, dude. Bag of cash.
For real.
But you don't know what her family situation's like. Yeah. I mean.
Nah, her and her family ain't good. I just know her baby daddy be walking out her life all the time.
I saw that.
The best part of this episode is when you dive into the interpersonal relationships in this fucking deer community. Can you please, can you do a family tree? Just like maybe with your hands. Yeah. Like who's at the top? Who's the mom, dad? Who's the ringleader? All this. All
right. So I'm going to let y'all know straight up.
This is hilarious.
This is how I started off. So deer, they live in hierarchy. So the male buck is always going to be at the top. So I gained money's trust. That's the first video I ever made. Money the deer, the buck right. with the antlers. I gained his trust. He ate out of my hand like within the first 2 days. Then I saw his family walk across the street, which is baby mama, which is like right under money. And she got kids.
Wait, hold on a second. Danny.
You want to draw this? Yeah. Go ahead, take it.
I got you.
Here, I'm gonna do my interpretation.
Yeah.
You keep going in the air.
All right, so money right. at the top. Then you got a branch off of like baby mama.
I'm so sorry. This paper has fucking got pearl spit all over it. It is just falling apart. Do we have? No, there's...
Here comes printer paper coming at you.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I just want to really understand the dynamic of what's happening here.
Yeah.
Because it is so, like, it's hilarious when you talk about these deer like they're people, humans, persons.
Yeah.
All right, so... Money at the top. You gain the trust of the buck.
Yeah. So like right under money.
You weren't scared. You just went straight for the buck. Yeah. I respect that.
This way?
Yeah. Yeah, that way. So then you got baby mama right there.
Wait, is that her actual name?
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
And then you got on this side, you can put Canela because she got her own tree.
Is that her? Is that his, like, this is his ring? Did he smash both?
I'm pretty sure because they walk around and just be smashing whatever they smash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. And then baby mama.
Sounds kind of like me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, for real.
Sounds like me a little bit.
All right. What?
And then baby mama, she had Money Junior. That's Money's son.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Money Junior.
Yeah. Like Young Money, kind of?
Yeah. And then she also had another kid, which was Lil Bambi.
Okay. Dude, it's also dope how you can't hunt these deer.
Yeah.
Thank God, by the way.
Yeah.
You would lose all your money.
And then Canela got hella kids. She got Canelita.
Canelita.
Which is little. Tough, little
it's so like Canela.
This is just so funny.
Yeah.
They're Money's kids, too. Money's the daddy. Or multiple daddies.
Canelita. No, she actually got her own baby daddy, but he won't be around, so I'm going to put like him on the money thing.
Deadbeat daddy.
Yeah, he's
here.
A deadbeat. Like, sounds like
that's a sensitive subject for you. Because you got, I just could feel it.
Yeah.
You feel the energy.
Yeah.
All right. I just get so into the stories that sometimes it comes out.
No, it's good,
like,
bro. Yeah. I'm not judging, man. I'm just,
all right. Extreme shift. Did you have a father figure in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you said no, I'd be like, maybe that's why he
maybe
feels
that's what it was. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Canelita.
And then you got baby Carmen.
I've never drawn a family tree for deer before. This is thank you for doing this in my life.
I'm kind of just keep it like right there. But okay. That's like more of the story.
Is there more though?
Yeah, you got Lola. That's
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Lola is like baby Tay-Tay, mama's
bro?
Best
family
friend.
Family?
Oh yeah. I don't know who Tay-Tay baby daddy is, but she got kids of herself. It's just crazy. What? It gets very deep.
This is the recipe and formula to go viral on Twitter.
And get Uber deals.
If you do this, you will become a nice, young, famous, rich, nice, young animal whisperer. Yo, that's awesome, bro.
Thank you, my G. It's a blessing.
And
all
I know
praise
you,
to the Most High, for real.
Oh, you religious?
Yeah, I believe in God.
Like Christian?
Yep, Christian.
We have a couple of those here.
Ding, ding, ding.
Here's one.
I didn't mean to make it awkward.
No, it's not awkward.
Yeah.
We support anybody's beliefs.
It's also
it's all love.
No, yeah, all love. But it's also a bit hard to get awkward here. I think we've seen some weird shit. Steve-O turned into a female on
took
set.
Took his penis out.
Yep. Damn, for real?
We've seen dicks in person.
That was crazy.
Speaking of awkward, you said that Canela was already living in the year 2022.
Yeah.
In a tweet. Why would you say that exactly?
Bro, because...
Just next level shit.
Is she woke?
The answer is fearlessness. The answer is love. And Canela love that food and she fearless. So she always going to be the thickest doe in the woods because she ain't afraid like all the other deer because she could trust me and she loved me. So she in 2022 because she got the keys.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
That explanation was like, I teared up a little
bit. Have you said this before?
Nope.
No, bro. He's channeling it. I can tell. Yeah. Dude, I feel like you're on a mission, man.
Bro, I'm on a mission.
You're on a mission.
What is
that
mission?
You're not just speaking to animals. You're on a mission.
Bro, what is that?
People got to understand that animals are living things, not just things. And we should appreciate that and at least respect it. Bottom line, at least respect it. Because there's people out there that don't respect animals for real. There's people out there that be...
We should fuck those people up.
They be fucking up dogs. They be fucking killing rhinos in a bad way. I mean, it's sad, but it's the truth, bro. Like, people really out there, like... this is the closest for most like species going extinct like so fast at such a rapid rate.
I know you just went to Africa.
Yeah.
With Wampa, my friend Wampa, Tarzan, who's gonna come on the show, good friend.
Oh.
And you saw what you just described firsthand, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't see poachers like actually doing it firsthand, but I heard stories from real veterans that's out there actually fighting for the rhinos and stuff. So
sad. I saw a tweet the other day. Fuck me up, dude. It was a picture of, I think, the last male white rhino.
Yeah.
Was that?
Last male. So it's like, they been to go into extinction. But it's like, it's crazy, bro.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
So what's the solve there, dog? Like what?
Shit. It's people.
We suck.
Yeah.
It's one of many beautiful species that are on the verge of extinction because of our fucking...
But the number one thing is awareness. So that's why we putting it out there. You respect animals. You don't even get into that type of stuff.
But okay. So I respect animals, but is it like a, cultural thing?
It's like a cultural thing, like cultural belief thing. It's like the black market is very involved in that. And it's kind of like, that should be so untapped. And I'm not 100% educated on it, but I know that people kill rhinos for their horns. It's like rich people that do all this stuff. You know, they think, it's like in the Asian culture that they believe that the rhino horn will like get like their dick hard and like up their sex drive. and is made out of keratin, like the same thing.
I feel like that's not true.
That seems a little far fetched.
Yeah, I feel like that's
no. That's
they think it'll get their dick hard.
Yeah, it's like a sex drive type thing. Like that's one reason. The other thing is like sometimes they have the rhino horn just in their crib just to flex. You know.
I think they make like a pill for that shit now. Yeah, like, you don't actually have to go.
It's for medicine. It's for medicine. Yeah, but it's made out of like the rhino horn.
So you're saying rhino horns are made out of Viagra?
No, but it's not Viagra. It's like natural. No, it's like. Let's say like a platinum Viagra that you will buy like in the black market.
So your dick will definitely be harder for more than 4 hours, and you're calling somebody about
like
that.
Like triple Viagra. Like,
yeah, I don't know if it works or not. You know,
I bet you it doesn't.
Of course it doesn't. Stop fucking hunting rhinos, you assholes. Yeah. And also, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, people. I get so mad when I see those pictures online. Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually a little bit mad now when I talk about it. You know, like,
you should be, bro.
Yeah, like it gets me pissed off.
How much
were you guys a part of? Like there was a recent bill that got passed or something in China where they allowed poaching again, and guys were a part of something that helped shut that down. Could you go into that?
So there's a ban in China, which it was like people can't hunt tigers for their stuff or like. Any of these exotic animals, and it got lifted 25 years ago. Like it got put on like, all right, you can't hunt these tigers, it's illegal. But then they lifted it just like last year, saying that you can start hunting tigers again.
I don't know why they did that. Did Donald Trump do it?
I don't know who did it.
Because I think that was something that people were talking about.
It's in China, though.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I guess evidently he's in China. He's softer on... Not about people going to China to hunt and bringing it back. Mm. Like, there's, like, laws against being able to bring stuff back to the States that I think that, like, Trump has tried to soften. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I've said this before. I've had this conversation before. I was just like, what about killing a fucking lion, the king of the jungle, an animal so beautiful, and then sitting in front of it and taking a picture. Like, what about that is cool to you people? Like, when I see that, bro, like, my heart, I just don't understand it. I'm gonna get fucking emotional. I'm not, what am I, a pussy? No,
no, you can get emotional, bro. Yeah, bro. Embrace it.
Embrace it. Do you look up to Steve Irwin?
Yeah, I got all my respect to Steve Irwin for real.
Oh. His anniversary just passed.
Yeah.
10 years, dude. Yeah.
Have you met his son?
Nah, I haven't met his son.
Do you know about his son?
Yeah, Robert Irwin, for sure.
Dog. Shouts.
For real.
Shouts. That is a magical human being. Have y'all seen any of his content?
Yes.
Dude, he is Steve reincarnated, and he has the best energy. You can tell he just loves animals, dude. Mm-hmm. So, I've been sitting here talking to you, and even at the airport, bro, your energy is so contagious and positive. So, and I know you got in that like little like Twitter scandal controversy thing. Mm-hmm. That's not you, but how does that affect you when that happened, when the famous like resurfacing of tweets?
Yeah. So back in the day, like I was a troll and I didn't know what I was really doing. Like that's not me at all. You know, like I was like just a young kid seeking for attention, just seeing what I saw on TV and heard in music. But it didn't affect me as a grown up because I know that wasn't me. It was like, damn, I slipped up. It was still on my page, but I know that's not me. Like shit, my work shows for itself that's not the type of person that I am. Yeah. And it was just like,
that was a long time.
Bro, like a little kid, bro. Like that stuff that I don't even remember saying, bro. For real.
I mean, I feel you. What was it? 6-7 years ago. But like, and you have a very dedicated audience because even in your apology, it was very, very well received. I think we're in like a weird social climate right now. Yeah. The resurfacing of tweets has become like a thing.
Yeah.
James Gunn. You know that situation. The director of Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, and I think he might have written both of them. And like when his tweets resurfaced, and like they fired him, Disney fired him from directing the third Guardians of the Galaxy, which I believe he even wrote the script for.
Damn,
which is like we are in a sort of just talking out loud right now.
Yeah,
but I think we're definitely in a phase where if people are unwilling to forgive, what kind of person are you? If you are unwilling to open your heart for 1 second, what does that say about you? Because I hope to God when you make a mistake, and you're going to, that people forgive you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I wish the best. And I, you know, I mean, your whole message about positivity and opening your heart and
being nice to your neighbor, quite literally, even if they are a deer.
Hell yeah.
Named Canela.
And you were talking about, like, you guys with that band. I know we kind of skipped past that. You guys helped lift it or bring awareness?
So I heard that they put a halt to that. I heard, like, that they had lifted it, but now it's, like, back in action that they can't do it. Like, it's, like, under works, but right now it's, like, not active, if I'm not mistaken. But that's what I remember reading.
That's amazing. But so yeah, you guys are able to do that with your platform and, like...
Yeah, all of us together. Shout out. I want to give a shout out to Karmagawa, the charity that took us out there to the different parts of Africa. Like, while we was out there, I think we raised over, like, 250K in, like, a month for the rhino conservation, right, Bepal. And that was just, like, all off of people and, like, the videos that we made to, like, raise awareness. So that shit was dope.
It's beautiful.
Is there, do you have competition?
I don't see it as competition. Yeah.
A lot, because...
I mean, I feel like I've always been a competitive person, but I'm always going to try to, like, at least outwork everybody and, like...
I feel you.
Like, just period in life general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, because before you and Tarzan met and we created Impulsive, I was like, yo, these are two guys I know I have to have on this podcast at some point.
Hell yeah.
But I wasn't sure if y'all had, like, any beef, whatever. And then I saw you together in Africa. Yeah.
And not everybody thinks that we have beef, but we actually been cool for, like, a year and a half. Like, we've been cool since we met.
I guess you just don't know what to assume. Like, you're both, like, alpha dudes, like, cool.
Yeah.
Down to earth, who, like, really care for animals.
Yeah. But it's like, shit, we care for animals, so together we can help more animals. Not about us, you
completely
know?
Completely overlooked that. Yeah. You're like, real.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people think, but it's actually, like, about the animals, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. So, like, chick scene. Girls, you have a girlfriend?
No girlfriend.
Do girls love that you love animals as much as you do?
Yeah, I feel like I got a lot of girlfriends for sure. Like,
I'm saying, have you been slaying it in LA? Have you been enjoying your time here?
Everything's top secret.
I don't even want to go anywhere. Fuck that.
So what are your plans? Like where do you go from here?
Shit, I got some big shit that I got coming right now that I can't really speak about.
Secret shit.
Big things coming, man. I'm very excited for the future. I'm very excited for the animals.
If there's a platform for it.
Yeah.
It's Impulsive.
Yeah.
It's the number one podcast in the world.
This is true.
Drop it.
Are you saying to... Oh, is this Spill the Beans?
Yeah, oh, Spill the Beans.
No, I don't want you to lose any brand deals.
No. It's not about losing brand deals. It's like... Just making sure that it's like...
Nice. Tight.
You know, like... It's like...
Ready to go.
It's... I'm there, but it's not like... You know, like you... Hey, y'all gonna know when it's there.
I know. Yeah. I don't tell people I'm doing anything until I do it, except the Flat Earth documentary coming in January.
Yeah, like literally sometimes, like, you were on your way here and Logan's like, hey, you guys ready for a podcast?
So, we didn't even,
like,
know what we're doing.
We don't know, bro.
Hell yeah.
Hey, what shape is the Earth, dog?
The Earth is round.
Sure about that?
Yeah, I don't think it's flat.
All right.
Not at all. Yeah.
Something to think
it's flat?
About.
What?
You think it's flat?
So when you like do the things with the animals.
Wait, no, you think the Earth is flat? I'm asking.
The Earth is. What was the question?
Wait, do you think the Earth is flat?
Hey, I think someone's calling right now for you.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No, tell them I'll call him back. Yeah.
Sorry.
The thing is, well, because I'm in the middle of a podcast.
What were you saying about the animals? You were saying something about animals.
He works with animals, I guess, a little.
Wait.
Damn, that wasn't smooth, man. That wasn't smooth.
We are in a rough patch right now.
Damn it.
Tell them what we've been doing, bro. All
right, man. I'm going to fucking spill the beans.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean that. Oh. I meant, like, what we've been up to. Why, like, I'm fried. We're all just, like, off. We've been partying, bro.
Oh.
A lot.
Yeah.
Miami. Been in Miami.
What did you do for New Year's?
I was just chilling in L.A.
Man, that sounds nice and tame. Yeah. Was it or no?
Yeah, it was tame. I've been wilding this summer, so I've been trying to.
You like Miami?
I like Miami. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That, oh wow.
I have a question. Have you found any animals in LA?
Yeah.
I know it's a little more scarce here, but
yeah, Catalina Island has deer that are friendly, just like the friendly ones in my backyard. I got a pet goat. His name is Bentley.
You personally do.
I personally have a pet goat, that's but he lives awesome. On a ranch because I can't dedicate all my time to him. But I actually moved to LA like last year. I lived here for like 6 months and like he would just be with me everywhere. I take him everywhere and he just followed me everywhere I went.
It's amazing.
That's tight.
Yeah. So wait, you live here now?
Nah.
Okay. I was going to say.
I lived here for like 6 months.
Well, why'd you go back?
I like New York better. At least right now.
East Coast boy.
Yeah.
Yo, yesterday before when we met at the airport-
I was like, yo, where you going? And you're like, oh, I actually came to the airport and then got a bad vibe and decided not to go on the flight. So I'm here.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. Sometimes I just like be feeling some type of way. Like sometimes I just be like, I like my intuition just be speaking to me and it's like, stay in LA for a little longer. Like, don't go back to New York. And shit, I'm on the podcast, so it's lit.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
I ran into y'all, so I was like, that's a good omen right there. You know, like,
what was it a feeling like I should stay or a feeling like, damn, I shouldn't get on this plane right now?
No, I should stay. It was it wasn't like, I didn't feel bad about the plane.
Because I was going
to
ask you, like, if the plane got there, like, what do you think went wrong on it? Like, was there a crying baby? Like, did they serve bad food?
Did
like,
United drag someone off the airline?
Nah, like, it could have been whatever, but it probably would have just been like, I probably get more work done out here right now. So,
and look, you fucking did it.
Yeah.
Yo, I want to thank you for coming on. Guys, we're going to do an audio Q&A only, so stay tuned. Where can they find you, brothers or Brother Nature? Is there any messages or anything you want to say before we sign off?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter, Brother Nature. Follow me on the gram, Kelv.
Just changed it, yeah?
Yeah, just changed it today. And shout out Logan Paul. Shout out the whole Impulsive podcast. Appreciate y'all for real.
Let's make sure.
Love, respect, animals. Everybody eats, baby. We lit.
I love it. Yeah. I love your energy, bro. Thank you for coming on. Guys, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, whatever. We are Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you for watching. Take it easy, fam. Peace. Don't fucking move.
There's a spider.
Well, can we come up with some different shit like that with the scary animals? All right, so, are you religious, not spiritual, correct?
I'm spiritual as well. I'm in a weird bubble, bro, because it's like my spirits. I believe in spirits. I believe in the universe.
Like supernatural shit.
Did you see Bird Box?
Yeah, I saw Bird Box. I believe in angels and demons and bad vibes.
What do you think the villain was in Bird Box, man?
Leaves.
Your biggest fear. I think it was like your biggest fear.
Yep. Okay. But when? Shit.
Were you mad? Fuck. How do I not give spoilers?
Right.
Mad that like they didn't show what the biggest fear was?
Yeah.
I wanted to see like one at least. Yo.
Oh, like.
Like what the person saw, because I was imagining what it was, and I was imagining some fucked up shit.
But I feel like the reason why they didn't do it was because it's probably different for everybody. Like you saw one girl talking about mom. Like her mom, and then you see like another person talk like shit could have been whatever you actually scared of. Like who knows what my shit is.
That one guy.
Do you have any demons? Do you have any fears? Are you working on some?
Hell yeah, I feel like I got demons for sure.
I'm gonna do an Instagram story right now because something hilarious is happening. Guys, we are on the set of Impulsive. We got Brother Nature in the studio. What's good, fam?
We in this thing.
Let's go. Do you know your boy is literally cuddling with my pig? Like, that is cute, bro. Hilarious.
That's cute.
Let's go.
That's my boy.
Yo.
And he's a New York dude, too. He probably never met a pig in his life.
Nah, he love animals. That's why he my friend.
Yo, that is hilarious. Do you surround yourself with people who are as empathetic as you towards animals?
Yeah, I at least try to. I live off of vibes. If you got a good vibe, I rock with you.
I can tell, bro. I like that. Spencer's a lot. I mean, we all are, but Spencer and Andre, we're the in tune, the woke ones here.
Yeah. The wokest.
The wokest.
Everybody's woke. Everybody's woke.
Not everybody woke.
That's true.
Everyone's woke.
Some people lost.
To varying degrees. I'll put it that way.
It's some lost mother.
That's lost true, man.
Out there,
you can swear if you want.
True.
Yeah.
I need advice.
What's up?
I want to get a wolf dog.
Yeah.
Have you heard, seen anything? Do you know anything about these creatures?
Yeah, my friend, she has a wolf dog. It's like having a dog. She just need to have a lot of space, at least a backyard. I'm pretty sure you got a backyard.
Yeah, we got that. That's
her,
it?
Feed her good. Feed her like, they got to eat like raw, like organic meat.
Will she eat Pearl?
Oh, nah. Yeah. They're usually friendly, bro. Like, but I would definitely just get, every animal, it depends on every animal. You know, they still got that wild side to them, but they be friendly.
Like, how many pets do you think is too many pets for a person?
Shit, as long as you can handle them and they all taken care of, you do what you do, bro. I know people with 120 pets,
what?
You know, like more than that.
Yo, I love animals, bro. I just like, it's not always me personally taking care of them. As you can see, like I love surrounding myself with animals. I think Tarzan's going to give me an orange iguana.
That's hard.
Yeah. You know what I realized this weekend? Were those iguanas in Miami? Yeah. They swim.
Yeah.
He chased one and it was running away and it jumped off the dock into the water.
Yeah.
That's how it got away from him.
I went iguana catching with him.
couple really? Times.
Oh,
like,
you did? Oh, you went?
I'm good at it now, bro. Like, now I just be catching them, bro. Like, I be catching them, like,
wait, hold easy. Up. How you have a net or what?
Nah, with your bare hands.
Shut the fuck
they
up.
They be scratching you and shit. Like,
no.
You just gotta grab them.
I like how they run.
And then you just calm them down, you know? But yeah, it's crazy.
If y'all have never seen an iguana run, please Google it. It's funny to watch them jump into the water because they know it's like, that's final resort. But they can swim very well.
And just his little head was floating above the water and he like looked back like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And he was just like swimming away and shit.
So I got a, can I ask a deep question?
Please.
It might get weird, but the whole house is vegan right now. So in regards to, there's a lot of animals on the planet. Obviously there's an abundance of certain ones. Do you think it's okay to eat certain animals?
I feel like, I don't know. People tell me that it's not okay, but I grew up eating meat like my whole life. Pause. Like, I feel like if the animal was raised right, could, but it actually doesn't even sound right coming out of my mouth. But, like, for real.
Have you gone vegan?
That doesn't even sound right. Yeah, I've been vegetarian for like 6 months at a time, 3 months at a time, and then I always just end up falling back to eating chicken. I don't eat red meat though, but.
Oh, you don't?
Nah, like.
Are there any animals you don't like?
Nah, I like all the animals.
Even like the really ugly ones, like really questionable ones. Like,
I like sometimes. Like,
talk
like,
to me about a platypus.
What about
bro,
rats?
What's going on with.
Like, I don't like cockroaches.
Rats.
Like rats, like dirty rats, like New York rats. Yeah. Like, damn. Like
some rats
Subway,
are cool. I used
Subway
to have
rats.
Rats
and shit.
Yeah, like the clean ones though, but there'd be some dirty rats. Like, oh, yeah. Oh man. They'd be looking like the size of cats, but.
Cat rats.
I just don't associate myself with them.
Cat rats.
No comment on the. On the rats. Thank you guys for listening to the audio Q&A only version of Impulsive. We love you. Subscribe wherever you're listening to this. I know it's iTunes, Spotify, or maybe some other like audio thing only. I know you guys are fucking dedicated. I appreciate y'all for listening. Hell Brother yeah. Nature, thank you again.
Hell yeah.
Impulsive out. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.